Chapter 7, Opening the West. Chapter Preview, Terms. Immigrant, Buffer Zone, Annex, Station, Caravan, Transcontinental Railroad, Contract. People, William Becknell, Captain Randolph B. Marcy, Lieutenant Emil W. Whipple. Places, Santa Fe Trail, Texas Road, California Road, Rock Mary. Some people are content living their lives in one familiar place, while others, for many reasons, choose to move to new areas. Thousands of people were moving to North America at a time when traveling was hazardous at best. In 1707, the population of the East Coast settlements of North America was 262,000, and that number didn't include the Native Americans. By 1790, the population had skyrocketed to more than 3,950,000. In the 1830 census, the count was almost 12,900,000. People from many nations were desperately searching for new lives in a new land. Section 1. Westward Movement. As you read, look for the reasons why people moved westward. The concept of manifest destiny. Vocabulary terms, immigrant, buffer zone, and annex. Immigrants saw the democratic principles of the new nation of the United States as a welcome change from the sometimes more repressive governments of their homelands. An immigrant is one who moves to a new country to settle there. The new Americans enthusiastically embraced those democratic ideals. They believed the government of their new country was superior to the governments they had known before, and that it was their mission to expand the democratic beliefs and ideals across the continent. Manifest Destiny. This mission came to be called Manifest Destiny. John L. O'Sullivan, who coined the term in 1844 in the Democratic Review, first documented the idea in 1839 when he wrote, quote, "The boundless future will be the era of American greatness. In its magnificent domain of space and time, the nation of many nations is destined to manifest to mankind the excellence of divine principles." End quote. Other events were occurring in the United States while the idea of manifest destiny was taking hold. The burgeoning, fast-growing population was quickly outgrowing the original 13 states due to immigration and a high birth rate. Economic downturns in 1818 and 1839 caused some people to seek new lands, and frontier land was often inexpensive and offered new opportunities. The United States was also concerned about the claims of an unstable Mexican government to much of the southwestern territories, Texas to California, and British claims to the Oregon Territory in the Northwest. Settlers, traders, and hunters were steadily pushing westward. Their demands for new lands caused the federal government to relocate thousands of Native Americans and to secure new territories. Major Stephen Long, in 1819, had referred to the land west of the 98th meridian, including Oklahoma, as the Great American Desert. He wrote that the land was almost wholly unfit for cultivation, and that the barren land would keep people from moving too far west. This early impression was one of the main reasons that the Great Plains was chosen as the new land for the Indians, but it certainly didn't stop people from moving west. Movement was quickly expanding beyond the buffer zone that had been created by the Louisiana Purchase. A buffer zone is a neutral area between two larger areas with different uses. The first large group of Euro-Americans settled in Mexican-controlled Texas in 1821. By 1835, there were an estimated 145,000 Anglos, Americans, in Texas. Some 800 adventuresome Americans had settled in California, and about 4,000 had settled in Oregon. These settlers encouraged family and friends to join them, and they wanted American laws to protect them. New President James K. Polk, elected in 1844 on a pro-expansion platform, quickly moved to make Texas the 28th state in 1845. Polk also settled a dispute between the United States and Great Britain over the Oregon Territory. A compromise divided that Northwest Territory at the 49th parallel. Tensions rose between Mexico and the United States over the Texas annexation, a disputed border, and revolts in California. To annex is to add on, such as adding territory to an existing town, city, or state. The tensions escalated into the Mexican-American War, which lasted from 1846 to 1848. Under the Treaty of Guadalupe, signed in 1848, the United States gained all the Southwest territories, and Mexico gave up its claims to Texas in exchange for $15 million. 5 years later, the disputed southern border of the United States was settled with the Gadsden Purchase. This, combined with migrations to the West, fulfilled the country's manifest destiny. By the late 1840s, through purchase, annexation, treaty, and conquest, the United States controlled all of the land between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans and between Canada and the Rio Grande. Impressions of Indian Territory. This westward movement meant that more people came into Indian Territory. Soon after the Indian Removal Act was signed in 1830, Captain Benjamin Boonville was commissioned to explore the country along the Canadian River from Arkansas to the Cross Timbers. He was impressed with a 65-foot high by 20-foot diameter rock in the Canadian River, but otherwise found little value. Quote, "I saw no place where I believe a settlement could be made to advantage, destitute of water, skirted with scrub and black oak, no minerals, little game, barren waste," end quote. That was Boonville's general viewpoint of the Indian Territory. In 1839, Dr. Josiah Gregg traveled hundreds of miles from Fort Smith to Santa Fe and on to Chihuahua, Mexico, with merchandise he hoped to trade with the Mexicans. Writing of his travels in the Commerce of the Prairies, Gregg described the eastern half of the territory as, quote, "an unbroken succession of grassy plains and fertile glades, intersected here and there with woody belts and numerous rivulets," end quote. In 1845, Lieutenants James Abert and William Peck led an expedition across the territory, arriving at the site of the deserted Camp Holmes. Though the camp had been abandoned for several years, they found a gatepost, pieces of wagons, and a still-standing chimney. Abert reported, "Some of our people, in the height of their enthusiasm, mounted the chimney and unfurled the American handkerchief that it might float in the breeze." Abert also reported on the available wood, water, and grass in the territory. He wrote of feral hogs his men encountered in the Creek Nation, and of large flocks of the Carolina parakeet, a bird now extinct, near present-day Weber's Falls. His men traveled through a prairie fire and saw evidence of the amazing force of the whirling winds of a tornado. Abert left a valuable collection of paintings and sketches of what he saw in the Indian Territory, including the Kiowa chief, Dohaisen. It's your turn. Number one, what were the two different uses on either side of the Louisiana Purchase buffer zone? Number two, with what country did the United States have a dispute over the Oregon Territory?